This message comes from NPR sponsor Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Wicked Little Letters, a new comedy starring Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley based on an outrageously true scandal. Wicked Little Letters is now playing only in theaters.
Hi, this is Felix. During this end-of-the-year fundraising drive, I've been talking to you about how when you donate to your local NPR station, you're also helping Alt Latino continue to do what we do. But I want to take a minute to remind you about the work of your local NPR station. They are your connection not only to NPR's award-winning journalism and podcasts, but also to what's important in your own community. News and current affairs programming that helps you stay informed, which is very important in these days when so many of our local news outlets are getting squeezed out of existence. So to make your voice heard, go to donate.npr/music, because when you help the system, you're helping Alt Latino. Now let's get started with the show. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino, and I'm Felix Contreras. This fall, I was very busy grabbing a bunch of interviews, and this week we're going to do a show I've been calling Tres Mujeres, conversations with three very different women musicians or groups who each play a different style of music from the others, but who all offer their own unique perspectives on music, life, love, and the going-ons in the world these days. They are Luz Elena Mendoza. She's an artist I've been following for a while here on Alt Latino. She's the leader of a band called Y La Bamba. She's been based out on the West Coast, and her music has shape-shifted over the years as she herself has come into her own as a fully developed artist with her own musical vision. Jenny Ball is the Jenny in the band Jenny and the Mexicats. Now, she's originally from London and is an example of the kind of cross-cultural expression that is making Latin music so dynamic these days. She's going to tell us how a jazz trumpeter from London ended up in Spain and started a flamenco-cumbia hybrid band with two Mexican musicians. You're going to want to hear this. And we're going to start with four young Chicanas from San Antonio who make up the band Fea, as fierce a punk band that you'll find anywhere on the planet. They're going to discuss culture, punk music, stupid interviews they've had to endure, and they're funny AF, as the kids say today. And this week we're going to do something different. This show you're listening to is made up of excerpts of much longer interviews with each group. You can find the full-length interviews on our website, npr.org/altlatino. There's lots of fascinating conversation and as wide a spectrum of music you're bound to hear anywhere. So let's get started with Luz Elena Mendoza. Luz Elena Mendoza, welcome to Alt Latino.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time coming, so I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I'm starting with this song because out of your vast catalog, this is one of my favorite songs. I really like the emotion behind it, and your voice is so raw and so emotional. Tell us the name of the song and what it's about.
Esta canción se llama Ojos de Sol. La escribí, se trata de muchas cosas. When I write, it's just a collage of just so many feelings, because sometimes it's really hard to like kind of pigeonhole like one emotion. I mean, I've always been myself. I've always written in Spanish. I've always talked about in my own way, like where I come from, where my parents come from, what it is that I think, like what my culture is like. And I've just always just kind of written in my diary, written in a notebook about these things. And that song started off as like kind of like a soaring love song. Not just like a romantic love, but a overall unconditional love that I have for myself, for my family, letting them know that not only I'm doing okay with my privilege, but I also struggle. And I've also been, you know, in some some dark moments. And but with all of that, I think that I've just learned, just because of how I was raised, to celebrate all those emotions.
Como fantasma, fantasma que viese sin aparecer. Eres culpable por dándome tentación. En tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad. Y como oraciones de la noche le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad, mucha paz para mi madre y mi padre. Hermanos, yo sí he estado muy bien y mal. Ten piedad,
ten piedad,
ten piedad, ten piedad.
Yeah, ten piedad is very, when I wrote that, I was like, that's it, that's all I had to say at the end of that song. It's like, just have, you know.
Which means what?
Piedad is spare me, or like, or have patience. Mercy, have mercy on me. Yeah.
No hay, no hay. No hay, no hay. No hay, no hay. Nadie como tú.
That was Ojos del Sol from Illabamba, from an album that came out a while back. You do have a new record out, but I wanted to play that one because that's been one of my favorites of yours, as I said. But let's talk a little bit about the band Illabamba. When I first saw you guys, it was very different from what it is now,
mm-hmm.
and that, which means that your sound has evolved and your vision has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what it's like now compared to when you first started.
Well, you know, when we're just roaming around in life, we're just trying to figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now, like in the political climate, what identity politics are all about, what that means to me. As a woman of color, as a Mexican-American, like I was mentioning earlier, I've always written in Spanish. I've always, like, you know, have worn my heart on my sleeve. And either people either have missed that, actually seen the actual heart, or actually just, you know, made fill in the blanks and try to tell me what that heart looks like. And that's been something that I've struggled with my music and or my expression as someone that's speaking in another language and trying to emote these really personal, strong feelings. That is, I found myself very incompatible a lot in Western society, or like in whiteness, if you will, you know? And what you basically everyone is experiencing, including myself, is just my growth. And it's been a very beautiful, awkward, and powerful experience for me, because as I'm sitting here being interviewed, like, it's taken me X amount of years to be here and really articulate what has been going on and what is going on right now. I just want to encourage the public or the people, us, to really start opening up their hearts and really getting to learn about people and how they grow, especially people of color, especially what's going on, like, in Mexico and the relationship between Mexico and the United States and, like, what's going on the border. And all of that has been so intense and very triggering, and it's been charging me, and not just me but another community, you know. And so, like, the music that I've been creating has changed and evolved into the people that I've been collaborating with.
All right, so let's hear something from the new EP. What are we going to hear?
We are going to hear Entre Los Dos, the title track of the EP, and that song is about a love, an unconditional love that you have. I wrote it about an old partner. And sometimes, like, you can get confused when you have such strong love for another person, but it doesn't mean that person's supposed to be, you know, like, you're not supposed to be, like, intimate partners in that way, but you can still, like, talk about and express that love. Because I feel like there's a lot of fear sometimes when you feel like you failed a relationship or whatever. Instead of just being, like, really honest and transparent and talk about the hard things. And I feel like there's so much growth in that transparency. And so the song is about entre los dos, which means in between two people. And it's saying, I love you. If you think of me, if it hurts you, it's better for you to forget about me, but know that I still think about you in a very positive way.
Yo me saltaré de mi ventana y la muerte ahí me espera con otra vida. Perder ni modo que no es tan horrible el cielo de hoy con su agua triste.
Lucilena Mendoza, thank you for coming to Latino.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and giving me a chance.
Oh, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Debes saberlo, no creo que puedo ser lo que necesitas, pero pienso en ti. Debes saberlo, no creo que puedo, no creo que puedo, no creo que puedo. Esta forma te pido que me olvides, quédate con tu corazón. Solo me quedo con pensamientos y con un dolor que existe entre tú y yo. Que existe entre los dos. Es difícil estar así, sabemos que sí. Lágrimas en el aire debemos sentir. La tierra bajo de todo, pero el aire no. El amor más fuerte si es con o sin ti. Es difícil estar así, no sabemos qué decir. Lágrimas en el aire debemos sentir. La tierra bajo de todo, pero el aire no. El amor más fuerte. El amor más fuerte. Con otra vida. Perder ni modo que no es tan horrible el cielo viejo y con su agua triste. Con su agua
So welcome to Jenny and the Mexicats. Welcome to Alt Latino.
Hey, gracias.
Thank you.
What's up, Felipe?
Let's talk a little bit about the band, okay? And how you guys, because you talked about there's two of you who are together in Mexico.
Yeah.
There's a guy from Spain. There's a young lady from London. How did it come about, man? Just give us the short version.
It all started with a shoe. No, I was on tour. And it was my last year of a tour in a geeky band thing that I used to do religiously throughout my adolescence.
Playing trumpet,
but like playing in wind bands and orchestras and jazz ensembles and stuff. And so we were on tour, and we did a tour in Spain. And on our last night, we had a free night, so we went to see some flamenco and get some culture. Okay. And we went in, and I was part of a big full. All dudes playing brass instruments.
Yeah, right.
And so I cut my foot on my shoe. I had like a little wrap around heel, and I asked for a plaster. And then I Pantera came and gave me the plaster. And Icho was the sound man.
Oh my gosh.
So I think it was a bit intimidating for them when we first spoke, because there was just a bunch of guys that all played trumpets and stuff. Like, what are you talking to?
Wow.
So we said hello, and then that was it. But we kept in touch on email. And it was like, we like to say it was like that situation when one dog sees and I was like, oh my God, you're a musician. I'm a musician too. Hey. And so then it was very nice, because we met in a moment of our lives that we all had something, some energy to give and something to run away from and something to run towards too. And a lot of ganas de vivir la vida, no?
Sí.
And so we started the band, and we became quite dedicated very quickly, because we started it for like a laugh, and then we realized that people liked it and we liked it, and so quite rapidly we changed that joke into like, oh yeah, we're gonna give it some. So we gave it some, and here we are 11 years later.
Wow, that's awesome.
11 years.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I have Jenny's pick up next. So tell us about this Miles Davis track. Because you're speaking my lingo right here, man.
Because I think like a lot of people will associate, they think of Miles Davis and they think of kind of blue, and they kind of stay there. People that haven't heard that much. And this track is a track that like I heard the album ESP, and I just, Iris is like one of those ones that's just, I could probably like, if you put it, I could start or so, sing the whole melody of all of it, no? And it's got Wayne Shorter on the sax, and I think he actually wrote it, and yeah. Miles Davis is playing the trumpet, and it's just like, it's really, really melodic. It's really beautiful. I find like, this is the kind of jazz that speaks to me the most. It's like that kind of deep. I love it. Yeah.
We've run out of time, but we got one more song to play on the way out. And what song should we play from the new record?
Number five.
La cumbia del vino, por favor. It's a bit of a cheeky cumbia, because it has like a punchline in the middle that's about being in the friend zone.
I think you just invented a new genre, cheeky cumbia.
Cumbia with punchline.
Esa canción, nuestros cuerpos juntos, el pulso se acelera, moviéndonos a ritmo del cajón, brindamos y reímos sin razón, servimos otra copa, su sorbito nos queda. Ay, 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 qué bonito es el amor, pero me gusta más el vino. Sol a sol, y que me quiten lo vivido.
welcome to the members of FEA joining us from radio station KTSX in San Antonio. Ladies, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to introduce you guys individually in a little bit, but we're going to play some more of the song Girl Band, which is appropriate for the start of this show. So let's hear the rest of the song and then we'll talk about the album itself. So this is Girl Band from FEA. Or did you come to waste our time? Here we go. Yeah, we've heard it before. Did you know you go far if you just show it a little bit more? Well, never mind the work we put in. Please tell me how to fit your mold. Oh, no. Not a novelty, hey. Not a novelty, okay. Maybe cliche. I'm a novelty, hey. You're acting like this is the first time you've ever seen a girl go down. Got them back at more. Stuck in a dirty bag for hours. Around or two before the show. It's okay. We work as hard as we play with some whiskey and fire. Yeah, it's a little cliche. A liquid courage takes the edge off.
Regular band?
Close!
Okay, that was Girl Band from the band FEA, who is joining us, and the members are joining us from San Antonio, Texas, their home base. Ladies, again, welcome to Alt Latino.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Let's talk about the new record, but first of all, tell us about the song Girl Band, the one we just heard.
I guess we get a lot of, oh, we didn't think you would be a great band until I saw y'all play. We just figured, you know, it's just girls getting on stage. So we've gotten a lot of that, a lot of irrelevant questions when we're being interviewed in the past, and that song is just kind of like...
Like what kind of questions?
It's like kind of nonsense questions like, you know, how old are you? What do you like to wear? I don't know. Something. Like,
really, I can't even think of it right now.
If you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
Like really random.
That was a real question.
That was a real question.
Was it really?
Question.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it takes away time from asking us questions that are relevant to our music. You know,
they try to school us in our instruments kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the song's mainly just about the silliness of already being judged for being an all-girl band.
Yeah. Oh, I have a good one really quick. It's my favorite story. It's kind of what influenced the song to begin with. It was in Albuquerque. This, like, burly dude came up to me after the show and was like, hey, you know, when I see you ladies, you're not hot, you know? You're not the typical hot girl that I would look at if you were walking down the street.
Oh my God.
But then I saw y'all play, and you know, your music makes you sexy. And I was like, oh my God, I was just in shock. Like, I was like, would you be telling, I don't know, a band like Metallica that? It's like if it was like four dudes, you know, like, hey, you know, you have this belly, this, and then typically, you know, like, no, you ask them or you tell them about their music. So I just thought that it was just like so irrelevant, and it's like a backhanded compliment. Like, right. It was like so mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And he probably was a model, right? Like good looking,
oh,
cut.
Oh my
right?
gosh!
Oh, they yes, always
and
are.
He smelled, and he smelled like the biggest armpit ever. And so I was honored. that. So that's kind of when I started writing the lyrics to Girl Band, I think I thought about him a lot. I didn't want to. my mind was like, stop, but I think I needed to write the lyrics for the song.
Thanks for coming in and talking about the record. This is
of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, this is an ongoing conversation, and we'll do it again soon. But yes. For now, this is such a great record, and you guys are in top form. We wish you the best, and we hope that you'll always come back to Alt Latino and talk about what you're doing.
Always.
Always. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I get to choose another song. I like Pelo Suelto.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because of the chongo adjusting and all that. That's so funny. That's awesome. All right.
A mí me gusta andar de pelo suelto. Me gusta todo lo que sea misterio. Me gusta siempre ir contra el viento. Si dicen blanco, yo les digo negro. A mí me gusta andar de pelo suelto, aunque me vean siempre con enredos. Me gusta todo lo que sea sincero. Yo soy real y no tengo reverso. A mí me gusta andar de pelo suelto, aunque me digan que hasta barro el suelo. Será decida como Gardancelo. Yo a veces mansa como león con sueño. A mí me gusta andar de reina suelta, aunque se acabe de empatar mi abuela. A mí me gusta andar de pelo suelto, aunque me pongan gustos en el cielo. Y voy, y voy, y voy, y voy, y voy, y voy.
You've been listening to Alt Latino and a show we call Tres Mujeres, interviews with three different acts that feature women and their take on the world around us. My thanks again to Lucelena Mendoza of the band Y La Bamba, Jenny Ball from the band Jenny and the Mexicats, and the four very talented and funny members of the all-Chicana punk band Fea. Again, you can hear each one of these artists in a much longer conversation on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And some housekeeping things before we sign off. Don't forget to donate to your local NPR station, because when you help the system, you help Alt Latino. Go to donate.npr.org/music. And be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. And don't forget, we give you new music every week on our weekly playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. Again, npr.org/music. Okay, I think we're all caught up. As always, thank you for listening. This has been Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
We can see not a single state. We can see not a single vote.
The new podcast, Landslide. The forgotten story of how a presidential race led to today's parties and division.
Winning the presidency is the most important thing, but how much do you do to win it?
Landslide, part of the NPR network. Subscribe now.